Inspectors general have four steps toward an independent and positive relationship between two branches of government. That's according to new work from the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Charlie Johnson's a political science professor at Texas A&M University and co-author of the report. He talked to inspectors general across government, and they tell him that balancing Congress and agency leaders is like straddling a barbed wire fence. That's an old Lyndon Johnson line, isn't it, Professor? Thanks for being on.
Indeed, it is.
The idea, riding a wire fence, it was a phrase I became familiar with in the Lyndon Johnson tapes a number of years ago. Why did you look particularly at the idea of independence in the Inspector General's office? I see that word all throughout this report.
Right. Well, one of the expectations of inspectors general is that they would work independently. But the task that's set out for them by the federal law is really a very difficult task. Most people know that they're aimed to ferret out fraud, waste, and abuse. But they are also, under the legislation, expected to provide leadership and coordination of policies that promote economy and efficiency and effectiveness in government, and to keep the agency and informed and the congressional leaders informed, and to do all of that as being independent and above politics.
What should somebody take away from your work as far as how those relationships, the IGs and the agencies and the IGs and Congress are working and how healthy they are right now, Professor?
We talked to six inspectors general, and members of their staff, agency leadership, and some congressional leaders. And so we did not canvass all 70 plus IGs, but what I can say is that many of the IGs we spoke with viewed their relationship with their agency and with Congress in positive terms, but there was variation where some were much more positive than others.
What were the hallmarks of those relationships and the positive ones in particular, sir?
We found four sets of what we call promising practices or success factors associated with positive relationships. One of them, the first one, was that the IG and the agency and Congress, members of Congress, shared a view about what their role as an inspector general might be. For example, of course, you have the law, but also what is the expectation within the organization itself? So we suggest, for example, that IGs and agency leaders hold candid and extended conversations about the role of the IG within the organization, to talk about loyalties and independence, to talk about differences in managing a federal government bureaucracy as opposed to a private business, if that was appropriate. And to talk about access issues that the IG, whether the IG and how the IG can have access to the materials that he or she might need to conduct their work.
The success factors are all very relevant. We have a link to the full report at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You mentioned the first success factor. The second one is confidence and trust in the inspectors general. And I wonder how much of that is generated by the person who holds that role of inspector general, him or herself, rather than just the concept of the idea of the inspector general's office.
I think it is extraordinarily important. And interestingly, we found that how the agency and Congress related to perhaps the previous IG kind of framed or structured that relationship, but how the IG conducts himself or herself is extraordinarily important, and so we recommend, for example, that the IG meet regularly with the with leadership, but also that the IG establish links and members of his or her staff establish links with other members within the agency at the appropriate level, so mid-level management, for example, or if the agency has a number of field offices that you have links between the Office of Inspector General and those field offices to generate that trust and confidence. We had one IG report to us, for example, that in pursuing those kinds of promising practices that agency officials now feel comfortable in coming to them and talking with the Office of Inspector General because they know they're going to treat the issue fairly.
That syncs with your third success factor, which is reciprocal responsiveness. I imagine that concept is much easier to execute when you have that level of familiarity and trust that you're talking about in success factor two.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. But also the idea of having a reciprocal responsiveness is one that says that you have to that the agency needs to be responsive in a regular, routine way to the recommendations of the IG's office, and the leadership. We suggest really needs to make that a priority. On the other hand, the Inspector General would be attentive to, and indeed all the Inspectors General that we spoke with, would be attentive to the needs of the agency. All of the Inspectors General were committed to advancing the mission of the agencies, for example, and that meant listening to needs of the agency to conduct the audits or the investigations or the evaluations that would advance that agency's mission.
So I'm detecting that these are maybe intentionally or unintentionally building one on the other, because as you explain that concept, I think again about what you talked about both in Success Factor 1 and Success Factor 2 about the importance of establishing relationships and regular ongoing dialogue, because I imagine, you know, an agency secretary or administrator or director, when he or she meets with the IG, they're not just talking about coffee and baseball, they're talking about the business at hand, and that enhances that ongoing exchanging of information, mutual respect that then leads someone to say, well, if this person's recommending and this or their office is recommending we do this or that, it's probably in our best interest to do this or that.
I think you're exactly right, but that does lead to our fourth area where we're identified again some promising practices, and that is that there in across the offices that we spoke to and the agencies, the Office of Inspector General and the agencies have made investments to kind of build ongoing relationships, positive relationships. So, for example, several of the agencies we talked to had audit liaison personnel or compliance offices within the agency that would work with, they were agency personnel, but they would work with the Office of Inspector General sometimes from the very beginning of the audit and smooth the way. It is somewhat threatening for an auditor to come into an office and say, we're auditing this program. But if there's an audit liaison there who can explain the process, who's an agency person, that can be very helpful. So building those kinds of relationships is important. Inspectors General have also, for example, reached out to Congress, and Congress has reached out to them to have a series of regular meetings. At least one of the agencies that we talked to had detailed a member of the staff to a congressional committee to, again, build relationships so that Congress understands what's happening in the Inspector General office and vice versa.
And I think you rightly point out in this success factor, Professor, that it's not just building these relationships, it's maintaining them. You can plant the seed, but you got to keep watering it.
Absolutely. And that's what building these institutional parts of it. I mean, there's no denying that it's a human process at the highest level between leadership of the agency and leadership in Congress and leadership in the Office of Inspector General. But the actual day-to-day work is being done, of course, by assistant IGs, their staff, and others. And so you have to build that relationship at all levels within the organization.
And when you use the word institutional, then it takes me a kind of to tease it out a little farther, means that if Inspector General A leaves and is no longer Inspector General there, when General B comes in, all of these things, he doesn't or she doesn't have to recreate the entire operation. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. This has already started, and the new person just needs to make sure it perpetuates itself.
If things are going well,
yes,
then I think perpetuating is a general idea. There's always room for improvement, of course. But if there are difficulties, then a new Inspector General may need to take a look at the relationships between the agency and the office or between the office and Congress.
Professor, I congratulate you on this work with your co-authors, and I commend it to folks who are interested in the Inspector General topic, and I thank you for coming on to talk about it with me today.
Well, My pleasure. Thank you very much for having enjoyed the conversation.